Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here's a headline you might have missed this week. The number of cases of sexually transmitted diseases in the U.S. has reached a record high. A new report from the CDC counted 2.4 million cases of gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis in 2018. That's 100,000 more than the year before. There's also been a spike in the rate of newborn deaths due to congenital syphilis. Dr. Elizabeth Taroni is an epidemiologist at the CDC, and she's one of several people who worked on this report. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
And this trend has been going on for some years now, but it looks like through your report that the numbers have reached new highs. How alarmed are you?
The 2018 STD surveillance report documents the fifth consecutive year of increases in rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, which are three common sexually transmitted diseases. Combined, more than 2.4 million infections were diagnosed and reported in 2018 alone. This report also provides new data on congenital syphilis, which is one of the most tragic consequences of this growing STD epidemic, and documents that there were 1,306 cases of congenital syphilis reported in 2018, which was a 40% increase in just 1 year.
Well, can we talk about that?
Because
that sounds serious, congenital syphilis. It looks like a lot of these cases were concentrated mostly in Sunbelt states like Florida, Texas, California, Arizona, and Louisiana. What does it mean? How dangerous is that to an infant?
Congenital syphilis is one of the most tragic consequences of this growing STD epidemic. Of the 1,306 cases, there were 94 congenital syphilis-related deaths. All of these deaths were preventable. We have the tools to prevent congenital syphilis. We just need to make sure that they're being implemented and taking urgent action to break this cycle of increases in STDs in the United States.
Can we take a look at why this is happening? Your report suggests that the use of condoms is falling. Why would that be?
So we have data that suggests that some of the populations most vulnerable to STDs, such as young adults and men who have sex with men, have had decreases in condom use over time. We don't know why there have been those changes in behaviors. What we do know is that there are opportunities to prevent the adverse consequences of STDs. All STDs are treatable, most are curable, and all are preventable. Although most STDs are asymptomatic, which means that most people don't even know they have one. And that's why screening is so important to really halt this epidemic.
Another issue is that there have been big cuts to STD programs around the country. The CDC says half of local clinics have seen these cuts. Clinics have closed as a consequence. Less screening, therefore, is happening. What's going on there? Why is the money drying up?
So we know that there's a number of factors that can affect how well programs are funded. What I can say is that the consequences of decreased funding can really affect the most vulnerable communities. For many people who are at risk of STDs, they don't have a medical home or they may not have medical insurance. And those state and local health departments provide a safety net for those persons so that they can get quality STD preventive care. Again, most STDs are asymptomatic. Screening can help identify that. If somebody doesn't have access to that quality care because of reduced clinic hours or shutting down of clinics, that means that they're going to have their infection longer and they're going to inadvertently pass it on to their partners.
Do you think we've somehow gotten to a point in this country now that HIV and AIDS doesn't sound quite as scary as it once did, and I don't mean to take anything away from the seriousness of an infection like that, but that people sort of believe, well, if I get something, I can just go to the doctor. They'll write me a script and everything will clear up. I'll be fine. I mean, is that part of the problem here?
We want people to think of STDs as something that is addressable and preventable. At the same time, we want to make sure people understand that there are really severe consequences to infections. And additionally, don't even recognize that STDs are common in their communities. And a person's chance of contracting an STD is also a matter of how much prevalence of an STD is in their sexual network. So say, for example, a person may only have one sex partner. But if in their sexual network in their community, there's a lot of STDs, even with just one partner, they may be at increased risk. And often it's not about a person's risk behaviors, but it's about their partner's risk behaviors. Hmm.
That's Dr. Elizabeth Taroni. She's an epidemiologist at the CDC who worked on this new report that came out this week showing that a record high number of new STD cases have been reported in the United States. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you so much.